said block. Really, it's much about like block is like a black. Because Balak was such a cuckoo.
Like a
big cuckoo in the head. Balak, yeah? Balak principle. Balak is the video. It says in front of the video. It's a magician named Veria Anavi. That we see. Yeah, Balak sent messengers to Bilam HaRasha. How do we see that he had hatred from Israel? You see from the fact that we're supposed to tell them to curse on Israel, Bilam. Why should I curse them? But he wanted to curse them. But he wanted to get permission from Hashem. He believed in Hashem. I had to get permission from Hashem. He has permission from the creator of the world, so he could curse. Not only that he really wanted to curse on Israel, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealed to him, he told them, don't curse them. Don't go with those people, with those messengers. He didn't listen. He didn't tell the messengers. What can I do? Hashem doesn't want me to curse them. Even if you say he didn't know that Hashem doesn't want to curse them. Now you know, Hashem said it explicitly. So finish. Tell them Hashem doesn't want to. Hashem revealed to me that he doesn't want me to curse this nation. No, he answered, you know, Hashem, let me go with you because you're not important enough. That's what the Midrash says. You changed. You lied. So leg is there. Wow.
It's right.
Things just got better. Oh, left hand?
Yeah.
See how this block. This idiot.
Block it.
Block means a black, like a black stone. Why is his name Bil'am? It's a swallow. I'm sorry, Bil'am. Swallow. So remember how much Hashem is doing good to us.
Shomer alenu.
Protects us. Shomer, protecting us. It's an obligation to remember it all the time. All the time, a person has to remember who loves us, protecting us, watching over us. It's an obligation like that to remember that all the time. Does it doesn't tzedakah, does it doesn't nisim and niflaot. It's one of the memories a person has to remember every day. The Zohar says that someone doesn't remember that. How much Hashem loves us? How much tzedakah he does with us? It says in the pasuk Schona, please remember, please, Hashem says, please remember, Na means please. Why? Because all the moon of a person depends on this memory that Hashem is always good to us. Hashem loves us. Where does the moon of a person get upripped a little bit? And he thinks Hashem doesn't love me. See, Hashem did this. That's where he falls from there. That's when it starts. Once a thought comes into a person, Hashem doesn't love him. He has troubles. He has all kinds of troubles. What happens to me? Like, how much hardness. And he falls down in his spirit. That's where the falling of the Emunah starts. The person will remember that no, Hashem loves me. It's something we have to remember well. And worshiping Hashem. The person has to worship Hashem wherever Hashem puts you. That's where you have to worship Hashem. Sometimes Hashem wants you to worship. The worshiping of Hashem is to accept the suffering with love. That's what Hashem wants for you now. That's your job in the world. That's your work. That's your part of Hashem. So of course it's very hard for you. You have trouble, you have the sorrows. It's very hard for you to do what you usually do. Heavy sugim, yeah? But that's your avodat Hashem. That's what Hashem wants for you now. So you want to do something else? The main thing we came to this world is for emunah. So sometimes there's situations that the whole work is just to accept Hashem. It's not to do tshuva about anything, just to accept what is going through with emunah. We believe through Torah, through mitzvot, through the Torah. But sometimes we have to believe through the emunah itself. Hashem is good, even this going through. Hashem loves you. There's no bad in the world. Whatever you go through, Hashem is doing this for the best. It's part of the work. There's a certain work called emunah. Just emunah, complete emunah. Accept whatever comes over upon you with emunah. So what does the Yetzirah come into a person? It tells the person, no, I want it to all go through in the right way, correctly. I'll be able to worship Hashem. I want everything to learn normal, I want everything normal, but Hashem wants you to worship Him in this way. That's how it starts to tell the person. I want it to be normal, I want it to be normal. But Hashem wants you to get emunah. Work on your emunah. Not working, it's true that you're not working on emunah regularly. You're working it with a purpose, in the right way. That's the work. This is worshipping Hashem in the person. Really? What we have spoken until now. So really when a person merits that he has seder, everything in order, he gets up on time, he sleeps on time, he learns in this and this amount of time, he works in this amount of time of prayer, he learns in the time that he learns, he just learns, and it's easy life, it's all in order, beautiful, sweet life, it's true. There's nothing more beautiful than that. Person merits to come on time to yeshiva. Really, when you have off from school, off from learning, it's the biggest punishment for a person. You want to give a person punishment? Give him a free time. Do whatever you want now. Most of the people, chofesh, freedom. Freedom destroys them. There's very few people that, if you give them freedom, they'll know how to use it for Avodat Hashem in the right way. But most people, freedom is the biggest punishment, destroys them. Give him freedom, you destroyed his life. You get confused completely. You don't know, you can fall somewhere on the way. Therefore, it's a chesed of Hashem. The person has misgiven, he has boundaries. normal hours that he comes, he has to do this, has to do that. He sleeps, he learns, he gets tested. It's a big healing for the person's nefesh. He fills up his life with goods, pleasure, comfort, comfortable, and the best. Chitov. A person needs to have orders, life in order. If a person doesn't have order, you see, if you can realize that when he doesn't, a person can realize that himself, when he doesn't have set times, he does a lot less. A lot less. You see, that what he makes out of it, out of his learning, is a lot less. What could a person do? He has kids, he has to take them a little bit for vacation, this and that. That's called emuna. He has a vacation, he has to take his wife for vacation or whatever. Then you have to work on it. Hashem wants me to do this now. And Shmirat Ha'inayim, Kedusha, everything. Rat Shamayim, even when he's not in the order. But that's a punishment already. But it can be also a long time. A long time. If it's short, it could be good if you know how to use it the right way. Here in Chutz Chesed, by us, we have Ben Azmanim, meaning off from yeshiva. We have more than all the yeshiva. A few days before Rosh Hashanah. I wish it was only a few days. Sometimes it's all the yeshivas they learn. Saudi Mitzvah, 10 days of tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Everyone goes to the go see till every Yom Kippur. Here we have off. he knows what goes on in yeshivas. Get asked. Chutz Chesed. We're traveling. We're out. Our new man. Hey, there's a long trip, 10 days. We come back, we don't come back to yeshiva, we go home. Hashem gave me my heart. And by us here. Not that we're making the benazani short. We're changing, instead of doing it in the summer, make shorter in the summer and longer in Rosh Hashanah. So the Shabbat is on Sunday. So for 1 week, from Tisha B'Av until the week after, is Ben Azman. To 10 days. 10 days from Tisha B'Av until Tuesday afterwards. You could add Yom Kippur 10 days before, days before Shani. You see, like all the rest of the yeshivas. It's better. We have a shorter. We just change it. Okay, we go before Rosh Hashanah. All the yeshivas don't go before Rosh Hashanah. Until every Rosh Hashanah, they go to yeshiva. Right after yeshiva, the day after, then yeshiva. Maybe 2 days they don't come. Here. A week and a half is not here, Rosh Hashanah. So we took off from here. We added over there. We didn't show, we transferred it. Psychology. Can't eat the cake. Can't eat the hate cake and leave it whole. First of all, we say that vacation is a punishment for a person. Freedom, vacation. So what do you want? Also the kids, they won't go crazy. Take the time, short and on the point. Do something with your kids or whatever. What do you want to do? You want to go to the beach, you want to go this, that? Do it, go wherever you want. It's 15, 10 days. So, I'm going to be home. Go all through Israel in those 10 days. North to south.
Every beach. Ocean beach.
Therefore, the idea is Shuvadat, Yitbodedut, the benefit of our Inyan. Especially we want to show Hashem that they're the Chokta and the Knesset, that they want to draft the Yeshiva Bachar, the army, the whole story there. So we have to show Hashem. But no, you see, even Ben Azmanim we're learning.
The army is here.
There's no leniency here. Until Yutet Av, you have off. Yutet, 19th of Av. 9 to 19. Also in the Talmud Torah, they're going to make it short.
Oh, wow.
Last year, I paid for my own money to the teachers in the school because they didn't want to work because they have usually off in the contract. I paid them extra so they sit around with the kids in the time of the most of the yeshivas they have off. I'm doing it. I want the kids to sit in there. It makes me, trembles me. What do they do? 1 week with the kids, and what do they do the rest? 10 days, you can go around with the family. How much could he go around? How much could he go roaming around the streets? He's right, no?
Right, well, that's what I see.
But now I can continue this year. It's stuff which are simple and understand, but I just want to explain it. Right? Does that make sense? That will also make your normal bin Azmani like all the rest of yeshivas, and also we'll do an Hoshana. It's a shame. We have to learn more than them. Also the kids. They come with us to Oman. Also they have off from school, all kinds of that. In short, you have to be common sense to have. You have to know very well that our cureness is only the Holy Torah. What's our cureness? What's our life? Only the Holy Torah. There's no taste to this life, no reason for this life without the Torah and the mitzvah. What do we have? The person doesn't know how much he's sweetening himself judgments when he comes to Kollel and sits and learns Torah. Comes on time, learns Torah. Sits and learns the yeshiva, the hours. He doesn't know what he's doing. Of course, it has an effect on the whole of Am Yisrael. First, a person feels the first thing, you're doing good to yourself. Torah. What kind of sweetness, what kind of salvations you're pulling down to yourself. Chesed from Hashem. There's no boundaries for how much good you're pulling down to yourself. Unfortunately, in the yeshivas, there are all kinds of these Ben Azmani, all kinds of stuff like that. At least, we should do it in the right way. Short and on the point. I want you to prepare from before, if he wants to go on the trip. These are the days of the trip that you'll do. You can go, the whole country can go. From north to south. Something good. Yosef Amal. One of the Avichim Yeshiva and the Shabbos, he's starting to do Avot Ubanim. the parents come to learn with the kids, the father comes to learn with the sons. I'm doing with you guys right now, but soon. From a 4:45 until 6, they're learning over here upstairs, and they'll give them goodies and, for the kids and the parents. Prizes. And we'll have agrala as a rifle for the kids. Up to 1,000 shekels.
Agrala?
The kid who's your
husband.
To spoil them. Kids, and the Torah is good.
Yeah.
Okay. Explain this now, announce this in the house. This is what Rabbi Baruch said, and this is what we're doing the best way also. Only benefits we're doing to you. So Rabbeinu writes, Kotev, present, he.
Cool.
Ben HaKadosh said, Amar, the test, a person for pleasure of 15 minutes could lose this world and the next world. He's just strengthening about the learning Torah. Now that the government, they want to take apart the chokta, that everyone go to the army, also the people sitting and learning. So everyone has to do cheshbon nefesh. What do I have to do in order to get the decree off? It's a decree. People think it's the Knesset. It's all from Hashem wants from us something. Whenever there's a overcoming against us, they want from Shamayim. What do they want from us? They want us to learn better. Torah Lishma, not to learn just for myself, to daven that we'll do what we're learning, not just to learn it. It's not Knesset or anything, it's Hashem. It's not the left. אין עוד מלבדו. זה השם.
מה עד עכשיו לא קרו? עשרות שנים זה כבר קיים.
How come tens of years, decades already they have this law and they never destroyed it? What happened to them? We have to accept in ourselves the yoke of Torah to worship Hashem seriously. What Rabbeinu said, a person for enjoyment, pleasure for 15 minutes, he loses this world and this world. It's not so understandable. Why? A person prays to Hashem a little bit even. Take away all the lust that he has for anything in this world. Explain to himself, what am I gaining from this? Is there any gain from this besides the imaginary pleasure that I have from this lust for it? Especially the ta'ava nawa that burns the person, everything. It burns the person's relationship with Borei Olam. Horrible lust. Yeah, we still call it a mitzvah. That a mitzvah. It's a lie. We call it a mitzvah still. Where is that mitzvah over here? Respect your wife. Tell her nice words. Make her happy. Speak to her like you need to speak to her. And be clean from the lust. The lust, yeah? Completely clean. Beg him from Hashem to clean you up. You should have mercy on you. All the suffering of everyone in the world is because of this lust. People are having kids. We wish they were only ghosts. What kind of troubles they're bringing into the world? It's not kids, it's demons. How many parents?
מרגישים שמנרגן שבת במירון, שבת חמתי שבת, אז אני רוצה לברך ט"ו באב, לא?
כן. בדיוק ט"ו באב.
בסדר. אם רוצים, אז בבקשה, דברו לך במדינה אחת. צריכים מיישר לארגן פה.
They want to organize the Shabbos in Meron, the Holy Yeshiva, the Shabbos and after Tisha B'Av. If the community wants, we'll try to do it. We see a speed with Nachman Awash. So Rabbeinu stood in Torah Alam Edvav about this Parsha, Balak, when it rings down, that
Bilam.
It's famous, it's known, and the Midrash says, how come Hashem gave a Navi for the Goyim? So they won't say, oh, what do you want from us? Am Yisrael have Nevim, but we didn't give us Navi. What's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Navi to Bilam the Navi? We're both Nevim. The difference. The difference is, Moshe Rabbeinu removes from us all the lusts that we have. In Bilam, everything, people get close to him, they get more lust for this world, and more they want this world. That's the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam. Bilam is against the Torah mamash. And you know that the general, all the seven languages, meaning all the 70 nations, the source of all is Niyuf. And anyone who breaks this lust, easy can break everything else. Anyone who breaks this lust, and easy will break any other lust. First it comes to this world, only to fight this thing. And this crazy imaginary bus. He gives an imagination, he'll have Gan Eden now. He lives just for this bus. A person just a little bit live a little bit livelihood, he would explain what's going on with him, he would scream with all of his power that Hashem will clean him. Everything's closed for a person. Everything's closed for him. Prayer, everything's closed. Everything's closed. Everything. That's the last. Rabbeinu said, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the general of bringing down the Torah, which is Da'at, knowledge of Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu is the same numerical number as Talyag. Talyag is the 613 mitzvahs. That's why he had to completely remove himself from his wife. It said, at that point, you stand with me, stay here. Bil'am was exactly the opposite. He stood on the other side, but he only also knows Hashem. But Bil'am is exactly against the Torah. Bet is the beginning of the Torah, Lam is the end of the Torah, Ayin has the 70 faces of the Torah, and Mem is 40 against the 40 days that the Torah was given. Bil'am. And that's why he was in the Tava, in the lust. He used to be with his donkey. How does a person get close to the Torah? The more he's holy. The more a person's holy, the more he's close to the Torah. The more he falls to this Tava, the more he's far away from the Torah. And nothing else to say. It's impossible. That's the rule. You can be in this lust and be close to Hashem. Torah, it has to do with this, getting close to the tzaddik, all has to do with this. All the union of the tzaddik is to take this lie that there's a mitzvah. It's a lie. It's not a mitzvah, it's a lie. Rabbeinu came to explain to us. That's what I heard from. Rabbeinu said this on a Friday when he went to him 3 hours ago. That's how Rabbeinu came to this world. They won't call this lust mitzvah anymore, they'll call it just tava. I have lust, okay. At least I know where I am. Where I am. Don't call it mitzvah, and he wants to do a lot of these mitzvahs. What's the advice? Only prayer. And someone thinks his wife is bothering him to get close to Hashem. He can't be close to Hashem. He's not imagining. We wish he was just imagining. He's completely out in the air. When you really want this lust and you completely remove away from lust, no one's going to bother you. But in prayer, not to speak with God. When you be clean for the Tara, no one in the world will bother you. Don't blame anyone. Scream to Hashem that will cure you from this mental illness. Take you from, remove from your imaginary power of imagination. Also Yosef, before he had revealing the Torah, before he had Chochmah and Bina. The wife of Potiphar. Person can't marry any level without breaking this tower. All the work of the person in this world just to break this tower. The biggest advice is what Rabbeinu writes into our body is to scream and ask Hashem endlessly until Hashem will clean me completely. Beg to beg in front of Hashem. Have mercy on me. Because the nature of a person is to be pulled after the lust, and only through the prayer a person can break the teva, break the nature of himself. And by a person, he was standing by the Nisayon, he broke the klipa of this tava, and he was able to accept the Torah. It says that there's nothing more, no one smarter than him, Yosef. The powers. It's a rule. Every soul of a Jew, before he can get anything from the Torah or from worshipping Hashem, they test him in this point. Tava. And by the nefesh, when it screams out to Hashem, they're able to do it. But if he just calls it a mitzvah, I'm doing a mitzvah, there are so many mitzvahs, he'll never go to scream in the field. That's the problem. Go to feel this scream. What kind of hell am I living in? I want to live only in Emunah. It's a shame. We shouldn't wait too long. After 120, I'll see that he went in the wrong way. Wake up now before. Ashreinu, that we're working on this also. We're doing Torah, Tefillah, Yitbodedut. We should also say, Ashreinu, we're working on also on this. Because this is the Yesod. Yesod is the basis. That's what Chazal said. And the Pasuk Achrei Levavchem. Chazal teach us, they learned. Levavchem is Minut. Minut, a new Kfira and you. So Shimshon went after his eyes. Shimshon Agibo. He went after his eyes. Where did he go? After his eyes. He went. Halach. Shimshon Agibo. Tzadik. He was Mashiach. Shimshon. Can I understand what kind of Torah he had? Can you imagine what Shimshon is? And we pray also half an hour on the eyes, so we have to add, and besides, half an hour is not enough. One of the gifts that Am Yisrael we got, Hashem gave mercy on the Allah. Show me the power of even 30 minutes, because most people, they can't do more than an hour a day. So therefore, at least a half an hour every day, and we'll see also, even if it's only 30 minutes, not so much, but you see already a blessing. Someone who doesn't have an hour on one thing, he didn't start doing Bilidut yet. He's not doing it every day, 30 minutes. Someone could do longer, of course he has to do longer. It's a big to like we spoke on Shabbos. To beg in front of Hashem that have mercy on me. Also Shimshon, you see Shimshon, that was like David HaMelech. You can explain, you don't even know the levels of a nevuah that he had. So Rabbeinu is telling everyone that I'm in half an hour and they nine. Because if you go after your eyes, you know, you don't know where you're going to end. Oh, Davin, half an hour. Help us go through this world completely clean. If we have prayers. And remember well, the eyes are photographing all the time. It's a chaval that you have in your brain, all kinds of photos that you don't want to see. You can't erase it. It's not just, you don't only the eyes, it's a very special mechanism. They take the picture with the feeling that you had at the time. Not a dry picture, TV. It's with all the taiva you had at the time. It's frightening. That's what he has left in his head. Poor person, full of tablets. Bad desires. Person lose everything and lose himself through one seeing that he suffers and stream with all his power. Hashem, please help me go with closed eyes. I don't want to photograph anything else. I want to see the Torah in my head all the time. I don't want anything else in my head, only the Torah. My head should be full of the Torah. Please, why do it with me, Chesed? The person has to calculate it. Right away, goes outside, closes eyes. All you need to want is your will, true will. True will. If you have true will, it's very easy. Very easy to close eyes. Just that, you have to want. It's very hard because you don't want to. Once your will is under your hands. Through prayer, so then you could close your eyes. Also, Bilam is called Stumai, meaning everything he had in his eyes. What does Rabbeinu want to teach us here? That when someone he sees things he's not supposed to see, he can't see Hashem. It blacks his spiritual eyes, his eyes outside, and eyes spiritualized. He can't see Hashem, the deep depth of everything. Can't see Nisina, Hashem's doing what he can't see it. His eyes are blocked. It's to mine. Blocked eyes. His eyes should be open eyes. Like a merit. That's why I thought that this class today, it says preparations for Ben Azmani. For those 10 days. Ben Azmani's like they relieved him. Yeah, I could go wherever we want. We have to do some change. And this, fine, we go. Find a little corner in the world and have fun. Toys for the kids, some water, whatever it is. The pool. But you have to be so much protection. Sometimes you go to places where there's no one there. As long as you don't open your eyes, not to burn his knife, scream out to Hashem every day, at least that half hour. I don't want to, my eyes shouldn't photograph. I have plenty of garbage in my head, I don't want to take more pictures. My eyes take photographs all the time, every second. Look at the Rav, look at the Rav. Photograph the Rav. Photograph him. Cure me, do with me chesed. I should be have a clean day. Give me the power to close my eyes on the street. Ezo Gibo, who's strong, one who overcomes the Yetzer, give me Gvoa, let me be strong, let me be hero, strong. Gibo, yeah. Beg every day, every day. Torah with holiness. It doesn't work separately. If there's no Torah, no Dusha, no Dusha, no Torah. Torah without holiness is nothing, nothing. Go look mathematics if you want. It says in the Pasuk, who's a tzaddik? Someone who watches his brit. What's a tzaddik? Someone who guards his brit. Only brit. Not someone who knows all the Torah. Not someone who guards his brit. See Shimshon, who went after his eyes, and heard about a great Rav. He went in, a big Rav who wrote books and everything. He went into the internet just to take something else. And some pictures jumped up without him on it. He was pulled after the pictures. And he left all the Judaism. A big Rav. He knows about it. It's not history. It's now this generation, this year, this generation. By accident. There's some pictures where that was not completely clean. It's all imagination. If you don't work on it, what is this tava? What is this loss? I have to pray, beg Hashem. What is this imagination? Take it out of me. What's in it? It's nothing. What am I running after? The whole world's running after. What's in it? What are you gaining from this? You're gaining this holiness. Even from your wife. You get more emuna. You got Shammai. What are you gaining from this? What are you gaining from this? Oh, you gave your imagination. Pray that your nefesh should be cured, that you should have joy from the Torah, from the mitzvot, feel the true joy of the world. Wake up. You have enjoyment from the tefillah, from Hashem, from the kedusha. What's all this garbage? Emunah, true emunah, what's all this garbage? You can be an idiot. But how much idiot with the border? How much idiot could I be in this world? How much stupidity? Stupidness. We have to speak the truth and make it disgusting for us. This is Torah with Emunah. This is called Torah with Dusha. Torah with Hashem. To make the Tava disgusting for us. I met a big Rav in Nevada. He probably permits me to say his name, but I won't say his name. He's based in Nevada, he's a big Pesach. I met him near the Tzion Avraham Leibovich. So he told me that his son went off there, a big Rav in Nevada. And the Rav became a Hasid West. The son went off the derech, and then the son started reading the Rav's book and became breast of a Hasid. And the Rav is not a breast of, but he thanked the Rav so much, and it also changed his life. The books of the Rav. And I spoke to him, and he accepted. And he started doing an hour, he builds an hour every day, big Rav Nirmak. And every time he sees me, I talk to him about the holiness, about the big Shmirat HaBrit. He says, what? I never heard these kind of speeches. They destroyed our life in the yeshiva. And he started davening every day, half an hour. This week I met him again. His wife, he told him that his wife said, he changed so much. It's a lot stronger when you also have a lot of Torah. The prayer is a lot stronger. What's a person? A person is a brain. He changed the brain. A woman came to me and said, it's not my husband, someone else. Of course, you had an idiot, now you have a... Before you had an inside, you have to hit, you have to be angry, you have this, you have to scream. And now you have to be calm and muna to Hashem. Someone else now.
Different, yeah.
Why does it says in the Mishnah that someone who teaches someone Torah, it's as if he gave birth to him. It says why? Because he gave him a different brain, so as if he gave birth to him.
Yeah.
Really, we're changing people here. We're giving birth to people. A lot of stories from Afatzot we hear all the time, endless. People, the brain was changed through the Afatzot. So be strong. What's an Oved Hashem? Torah, Tefillah, Kedushah, Yirat Shamayim, Hafatzah, Yibudut. Oved Hashem is, he holds in everything. Chesed, Torah, Chesed. What's Torah, Chesed? He teaches Torah to others. That's an Oved Hashem. So Benazmanim, I don't know what's Benazmanim. Imagine, made up name. So you did the Av world back. The Simche. That you know what that means, right? Shreinu, we have the Torah. Then we think of Naftali, the Mashgiach. Nachman. All the rabbis, not me. The rabbis. Okay, I really gotta go.
Yeah.